front and center this morning. Don't be so quick to dismiss the job choices new graduates make out of college. Underemployment could have long-term effects on the careers of college grads reverberating years into the future. Michelle Weiss is the Chief Innovation Officer and SVP at Strata Education Network and is with us this morning. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the opening bell.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
So the study looks at specifically college grads who come out and maybe get a job at Starbucks or someplace else that has nothing to do with their college degree. And it seems to suggest that those early choices, those early job choices could be dangerous and have long-term implications.
Yeah, I think we generally have this sense that, you know, there's a little bit of drift involved in making our careers in our lives, and that, you know, if we take that job at Target or that job at Starbucks initially, that it's just a short-term thing that will go away soon as we find our footing. But in our study, what we found is that actually 43% of the 4 million resumes that we looked at over a 10-year period, 43% of folks actually started off underemployed. And those who started off underemployed actually remained underemployed 5 years out. They were actually five times more likely to stay underemployed 5 years out. And 75% of those folks actually remained underemployed 10 years out. So it goes against this idea that underemployment is a short-term problem. It actually turns out to be quite a long-term problem with long-term financial implications.
Let's talk a little bit about the time frame of the study, only in such that it may impact the discussion here about when the study was conducted and whether or not the economic times, whether the job market at that time was suitable for, let's say, a grad going and getting a job right out of college in their degree area. Was the study done during a point where the job market wasn't like it is now?
So part of it does include a little bit of the recession period. We looked at newly minted grads from the year 2000 and then 10 years on from that. And then what we did, which was also slightly different, was instead of measuring underemployment the way that the Bureau of Labor Statistics measures underemployment, what we did is we culled through millions of job postings and we looked at whether the job posting actually asked for a college credential over 50% of the time, and then we called that a college-level job to sort of understand the dynamics of how employers are asking for that degree. And so we're trying to make sure there's some sort of match between that college credential and a college-level job.
I ask because I'm wondering now in 2018 if, and we've had reports too on this program about how the job market is tight, and college grads have a good year this year in terms of finding work in their fields. Why would a college grad in this sort of market now pick a job, let's say at Starbucks or someplace that would be considered underemployment?
It's a really good question. I think the dynamics are a little bit more complicated than the tight labor market implies. So we can have low unemployment, but we can also still potentially have high underemployment in the sense that perhaps those folks who are currently employed are not necessarily in the roles that they were hoping for. And then we also have to remember that despite the fact that we have low unemployment rates, we also have really high part-time employment rates. So we have a lot of Americans who are sort of stitching together part-time jobs to make ends meet. So it's a complicated labor market right now.
Michelle, hang on with us. We want to get into more of the study and talk more about this coming up with Michelle Weiss, Chief Innovation Officer and SVP at Strata Education Network. The bad first job could cost you. Michelle Weiss is with us, the Chief Innovation Officer and SVP at Strata Education Network. Michelle, I'm curious, we've talked about what the headlines of the study are, and I'm curious to know, are schools just not doing, colleges not doing a good enough job preparing candidates, graduates for that first job?
I think there's a question of whether we're doing a good enough job in the career advising services, and it's not to say that the folks who work in those offices aren't trying. It's just that it's not really embedded early on into the learning experience. So usually when students are looking at the career services options out there, and really only one out of six students kind of take advantage of those opportunities. It's often very late in the process, you know, in their third or fourth year, closer to graduation. But what we're realizing is that what you study matters a whole lot. So if you are, for instance, going to study computer science and engineering, those kinds, and communications as well, those kinds of subject matter actually, you know, help you get out of that rut of underemployment. It often makes you less likely to be underemployed from the outset. So these kinds of, you know, important bits of information are helpful to people as they begin their pathways versus much later on in the process.
Those STEM education jobs, too, seem to be immune from this, right?
Somewhat, but not completely. What's interesting is that biology actually has a high underemployment rate because most often you go to graduate school with a major like biology instead of going directly into the workforce. And so it actually has a much higher rate than we would imagine. But yeah, for the most part, computer science and engineering in particular out of the STEM disciplines are really great. But what's fascinating is that that's mostly true for men. If men actually pursue those fields, it helps them quite substantially. For women, however, it doesn't really matter what they study. It actually, they often end up more underemployed than men. One out of three men start off underemployed versus almost one out of two women. We don't know exactly why, but what's fascinating is that for the most part, it doesn't matter what the women study. They will be more likely to be underemployed, with the exception of something like engineering, where men and women are actually equally likely to be less underemployed.
The why there is an important question, and I know you see there's the answer is not very clear, but if you had to wager a guess on that, what would it be?
I think it's a complicated answer. I think women do tend to sometimes can be studying different kinds of disciplines, so that does lead to potentially different kinds of pathways ahead. But it could also come down to something, you know, less concrete, like the creation of social capital networks. You know, there are things such as, you know, old boys networks that really do help people get into jobs that might be at a higher level than what women might be able to get access to. What this study basically demands is a little bit more research into this to understand that why it's quite concerning that there is such a substantial difference between men and women making it forward.
What are the financial costs of this sort of underemployment for these new college grads?
On average, we estimate that actually, if you start off underemployed, you on average earn $10,000 less annually than, you know, appropriately or fully employed graduates. And then you have to think about that accumulating over time and compounding over time. It's a pretty substantial cost.
Michelle, so as we wrap the conversation up, is there any advice or is there anything that college grads who may be listening right now or their families or educators can take away from the conversation to prevent sort of this underemployment from happening and get a better footing when they start off?
Yeah, so it's important to remember that not everyone starts out underemployed, but for those who do, there are actually ways of maneuvering out of it. And so one way to think about it is if, for instance, a newly minted grad is in one of those underemployed positions, it's helpful to sort of reorient and think about, okay, if I am working in food preparation or food services, for instance, I may want to look at areas or sectors in which there might be more growth or mobility built in so that even if I'm underemployed, I can get recognized and potentially pulled up and moved up the management chain because they see the potential in me. So instead of going for that grounds maintenance crew kind of job, there are other things that kind of open people up to more growth opportunities, you know, things in community and social services and social sciences and office and administrative support and business and financial operations, and our report kind of tries to go into that. So it's not to say that all hope is lost if you start off underemployed. It's just a matter of kind of reorienting and make sure that, you know, you do pick a field that does kind of leverage and show a future employer how you make connections between the knowledge that you gained in college and what you're doing in the workforce today.
We're going to link out to the findings of the study, and people can find more in the podcast later this morning. But, Michelle, we appreciate you being on with us this morning here on The Opening Bell.
Thanks so much for having me.
Michelle Weiss is the Chief Innovation Officer and SVP at Strata Education Network. You can find more about them at strataeducation.org.